about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Okay, this is kind of odd. I'm looking at some of the headlines for today. One is, employees reveal how stress affects their jobs. Okay. Another one is, bring your dog to work could lower stress. Okay, well, that's nice. It looks like you're going to have to bring your dog to work. Because another headline is, less students in medical school are choosing to go into psychiatry. All right. You guys are going to have to go to your pets. You're going to have to go to your pets for help. Are things really that stressful that we need to bring our dog to work? Now, I think it would be fun to have my dog at work until it goes poo-poo. And then that probably wouldn't be so fun. All right, a lot of stuff to talk about, though, today. So let's talk about that. Let's figure out how stressed everybody is and what could you do to decrease stress without having to bring your dog to work. And how to get more medical providers to want to take care of stressed-out people. There's really not enough psychiatrists. There's not enough people in the psychiatry profession. And we really need them. I mean, especially with post-traumatic stress disorder on the rise, variety of psychiatric issues on the rise. We just don't have enough. We don't have enough help. So we'll talk about that. And I, Dr. Dahlia, can only do so much. I'm only one person. I guess women are in labor longer than they used to be. So for those of you that are thinking about getting pregnant, you're going to be in labor a lot longer than you were when you had a baby 50 years ago. So we'll talk about that. And I didn't get a chance to talk about this in the previous hour. Drug maker thinks he has a cure to the common for the common cold. Good for you, not good for me, because it needs to stay in business. And looks like the FDA is like, no, we're not going to ban BPA. Not enough data. So we got a lot to talk about, but I definitely want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also, you can email us at drdahlia.com. Please follow me on Twitter and Facebook. We were getting a lot of emails in the previous hour. We were talking about people falling in love with their bosses, how to not fall in love, how to fall out of love. Somebody, I really couldn't understand his email. I think he misspelled sister. He meant to say wife. He was in love with his brother's wife. We talked about how that's probably a bad idea and how to not do that. So, one of the emails that came over that I couldn't address right away is from Charles here. It says, Dr. Dahlia, I have a large mole in my left underarm a few months ago. The doctor said it was nothing to worry about, but now it's starting to hurt. Is it something to worry about? Painful moles. I get asked that a lot. Painful moles, I don't like. It doesn't necessarily mean they're cancer. You know, sometimes these moles, they get irritated. You know, like people with their bra strap, or for those of you when you button your pants, if you have, you know, moles kind of in the waistband area. So I'm not worried that it would be cancer if it's painful. My only problem is if they do irritate or bother you, you really don't need them. They're not serving a purpose. You might as well take it off, send it to pathology just in case. Yes, some skin cancers will bleed, like the melanomas. But it doesn't necessarily mean just because it's irritated and hurting or bleeding that it's necessarily a melanoma. But it's very hard to tell. So if a doctor looked at a mole and said, don't worry about it, and then it changes, the fact that a mole changes is enough for me to say take it off. So I would say that. And let's just really quickly review abnormal moles. Do you guys know your – oops, I just lost my earphones. Hold on a second. I have to hear myself. Do you guys know your ABCDEs of moles? Let's review quickly. Let's review. Take out your pencils right away now. Chop, chop. A is for asymmetry. If you have a mole and it doesn't look equal on both sides, it looks asymmetrical, not like a cute little freckle, that could be a mole that's bad. All right? And remember, abnormal moles, let's say moles that could be cancerous. Cancers are chaotic. There's no rhyme or reason. There's no predetermined shape of them because cancers are chaotic. So, of course, it'll be a little asymmetric. It's not going to be a perfectly symmetrical round mole. B for the ABCDE border. All right. If the border is not nice and discreet, but very erratic looking, again, cancer grows any which way it wants to. An abnormal border could be a bad mole. See, color. If the color starts to change, if you have multiple colors, that could be a sign of a skin cancer. Again, why? Well, the different melanin. If it's a melanocyte that is turning into a melanoma, then you are going to have different degrees of the melanin. Again, no rhyme or reason to it. A little chaotic, which is why you have multiple colors. D, diameter. If the diameter is greater than a centimeter, which I would say take a pencil eraser, that's close enough. If it's bigger than a centimeter, that diameter could be too big. Should be a mole possibly taken off. And then E of the ABCDEs of skin cancer, E is elevation. If it doesn't grow out but starts to grow up, elevation, that could be an issue as a weird feel. Now, many of you I know are saying, I have a mole on my back that has all these things. Those are the seborrhea keratoses, most likely. They are the moles that violate every ABCDE rule. However, you don't know if it's that until, of course, a trained professional tells you. Sometimes, yes, we could look at them. They're kind of flaky. They get big. You get a lot of them on your back as you age. But don't mix any of those up for something that could be skin cancer. So make sure you get checked. All of you should be getting skin cancer checks once a year anyway. Some of you twice a year. Okay, so I hope that handles dermatology. See, dermatology 101. All right, let's move on. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, you could follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, Facebook. And if your news talk station in town doesn't have the Dr. Dahlia Show, email them, call them, message them, toilet paper them, whatever you got to do. All right, so what's going on here? An Australian drug maker thinks they have a cure for the common cold. Check it radios, people. It's an antiviral compound named Vapendavir. Vapendavir. Okay, sounds nice. Sounds expensive. They tested 300 asthmatic patients infected with the cold-causing human rhinovirus. The rhinovirus causes colds. The rhinovirus acts quickly, and then it dissipates quickly. Usually the cold systems are worse at about 2.5 days. But the Vapendavir caused a quicker recovery after just 1.7 days. So they think that that's not a cure. All right, that just lessens the cold. Oh, man, you see how they're going to market this, a cure for the common cold. Okay, so it took off 0.8 of a day. It better be cheap. That's all I could say. All right, don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia coming up, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open-pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I can't even come up with a pun for this one. Maybe bad in the tampon box. There's a woman, Danielle Parr, a homemaker in Texas, accidentally ejected a tampon from its applicator, only to find black smudges on it. On closer inspection, she saw that it was mold. Now, this kind of scares a lot of us because many of us don't look before we plunge, right? We just use. Are you men? I know a lot of men listen to the show. Men, are you kind of familiar with the tampon? Well, let me teach you really quickly. All right, you have the absorbent tampon in an applicator, and the tampon is for the most part embedded in the applicator. You could see a little bit of it so you know it's full with something, but you don't examine the whole thing, and you don't want to. Because if you pull out a tampon out of its applicator, one, you could drop it on the floor, and these things get costly after a while, you know, especially if you have periods all the time, and number two is you can't get it back in the applicator. I tried. It is really hard to put. It's like once it comes out, you're in trouble. So then you try to put it in with the out the applicator. It's like a mess, right? You ladies know what I'm talking about here. Okay, so apparently, I guess what happened to this woman is lucky for her, and she's sitting there holding it. I don't know why she's smiling. It's disgusting. This thing is absolutely disgusting. You could see it on my Facebook fan page if you want. Yeah, Kotex. It was, the brand was Kotex tampons. Maybe some water got into it, and I don't know. But this is something you usually don't look at before you use. And I don't know how to tell people to look at these before you use, because then if you take them out of the applicator, you can't put them in the, back in the applicator. So it's almost like you just, you know, it's like once you open up a Band-Aid, it's not sterile. So you either use it or you don't. So anyway, I guess gynecologists are now telling patients to just kind of, you know, I guess, look, I don't, like I said, I don't know what to do with that. This isn't the first time tampon companies hit the news. Was it Rely back in the 80s and Toxic Shock? I don't know. That was scary. Yeah, I was going to high school in the 80s, you know, so I'm, you know, just starting my period, right? Asking my mom, you know, what do I do with a tampon? What's a tampon? She's like, it'll kill you. No, tampons kill you. Right. So, I mean, I was like 39 by the time I realized that you scared to death of these things. All right. But if you guys want to see what a moldy tampon looks like, and it's an unused. No, it's an unused. Right. It was in the package. You open up the paper and it was an unused tampon that had mold in it. Absolutely disgusting. And it makes you wonder what else we have used. Now, would you have died from this? OK, if any of you have, you know, used any of these tampons by the said company, I'm sure you're fine. Remember, the vagina is a very hostile environment. No, stop the giggles. That's really what we call it in gynecology. The vagina, hostile environment. Very acidic. I don't want to say acidic, but it's, the vagina is designed to combat pathogens because it knows that the average man will not be squeaky clean when he enters. So if that was the case, a woman would be infected all the time. And she's not. She could withstand somebody, you know, out on the construction site all day, you know, in that construction outfit with the orange vest and, you know, the scrub on his chin, unshaven, coming home saying, Dahlia, I want you. And anyway, it's designed for people to just come home and ravage you. And yeah, let's move on. Let's move on. Okay. Depression. 1-877. No, my husband's not a construction worker. I though do have a vest. I have him wear once in a while though. Okay. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Eating fast food is linked to depression. Yep. All right. Okay. Yeah. Do I need to go on? This was published in the Journal of Public Health Nutrition. The study shows that fast food eaters are 51% more likely to develop depression compared to those that eat little or no fast food. After studying 8,900 participants, all who have never been diagnosed with depression, researchers... No, I don't believe that. Really? You're telling me a McNugget makes you McDepressed? Researchers found that 493 were diagnosed with depression and given antidepressants. Researchers found that the more fast food you consume, the greater risk of depression. As opposed to, what, if you eat at home? Well, you know, I mean, again, you do want to eat healthy. I get that. You know, if you're not getting your vitamins, because many of these, it's not like fast food is packed with, you know, your antioxidants and your B vitamins. That makes sense. That makes sense. It just, I don't think it causes the depression. I mean, I think if you are more inclined to be depressed, it could maybe, you know, exacerbate it. All right. Now, I'm really not a McNugget fan. I had a McRib once in the 80s. It wasn't bad, the McRib. The McRib. All right, let's Mick go on. Okay, so what's going on here? Employees are revealing how stress affects their jobs. Well, of course it does. All right, so apparently another survey, 2,500 employees were looking at people having difficulty focusing on tasks, saying the stress caused more errors, missed deadlines, trouble getting along with coworkers, missed days, lateness. Some people, they're just missing work. They're just not going to work when they're stressed. Are we more stressed out now? I mean, how did people, you know, get to work 50 years ago? Now, maybe more people drank. I don't know. I mean, but alcohol is around now. Not that I would advise that at all, but I'm trying to think, you know, you see all these studies, you know, people are stressed. They need stress days. We talked about that last year on the show, stress days. That's the new thing now. Employees ask their employers for stress days. I don't think that's the best idea. Okay, if you want to call in and take off, you don't have to lie. You know, but if you want to call in and say, I just want to call in for private reasons, maybe. I don't know if that's a stress day. But that's the latest thing. I need to take off for a stress day. Meaning you need to de-stress, like work is that stressful. I don't know if you want to let your employer think that that job is just too stressful for you to man your post. I don't know if that's but I guess, you know, I don't take it seriously when my staff says that, because I mean, again, a doctor's office is a stressful time, you know, especially when you have patients coding and people falling, et cetera, you know, and passing out. It could be stressful. And not many times does my staff need that. They say they need, you know, the stress day more because of stuff going on with their family. And that's fine. But that's just the big thing now. I need a stress day from work to take off from work. And it kind of makes you like, well, really? I mean, is the job that bad? Yeah, but that's kind of the latest thing. I mean, why are we all so stressed? Why is it? I mean, is it because, you know, we're older and we're in the middle of a recession and we're working harder than we ever had? I mean, I can't tell you how frustrated I am that the money was easier when I was waiting tables and schlepping ribs and bartending. The money was so much easier to make and I had money in my pocket. Right? I had some cash in the bank. You know, now everything gets sucked up, the car, the house, the expenses at the office. Here I am 20 some years later, and I feel like I'm working harder than I ever have. Maybe that's why. I mean, maybe in the olden days there were pensions or you knew that you could live on Social Security. Maybe that's why. I don't know. I think there's a variety of reasons why people are stressed. Maybe it's because the news is so negative. You know, I mean, news was a lot nicer to watch and, you know, Dukes of Hazzard. How could you not be stressed watching Bo Duke? Like Cooter, right? Daisy Duke. Maybe it's because, you know, like with us, what we have on in the back office is the news. So we can see the news and know what's going on. It's important for me to know what's going on. But boy, that's depressing. I don't know. All right. So how to de-stress? What are some things you could do to de-stress? Well, of course, you know, the breathing. And honestly, I know some of you are like, oh, no. Now she's going to get all touchy-feely. No. Honestly, guys, really, taking a deep breath doesn't hurt. Taking a deep breath. But I got to tell you, what works for my stress? Giggling. I love to laugh. Maybe have like a, those Far Side calendars. They're not the funniest things. But a lot of people have those little funny calendars by their desk. That's a great de-stressing tool. Something that takes your mind off what's going on that makes you giggle. And then you're like, oh, it's not that bad. Now, a lot of times the reason why we're stressed is we think we have no way out. We think we don't have any choice. We're like, look, I got to work this job because there's no other jobs. And they're on skeleton crew and I just have to work my butt off. And I can't complain about it. If I do complain about it, I get fired. See, if you think you don't have an out, that's going to be more stressful. Now, I don't have a suggestion for you, but I have had some patients that say, you know, look, let me calculate this. Can I live on the unemployment? Can I try to do a job from home? Make less money? Do I really not have an option? Or is it just an option that I don't think I want, but it's still doable? Can I still pay my rent, do what I have to do? You know? And so I don't feel like you're boxed in. I just want to go over some other things we could probably do to relieve stress and then talk about why this country is in dire need of people that can help us in the psychiatric profession. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendo Voice.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're talking about stress and work and people getting depressed and, you know, people stressed out and having to bring their pets to work. And, I get that. I mean, I've had bosses that were complete jerks. However, some of you may actually have a supervisor or a manager that you can actually talk to. And I'm not saying talk to for psychological help or anything like that. I mean, we'll talk about how to de-stress. But I realize that many of you are working jobs that used to be done by two, three people. And now it's all on you. And I think there's a lot more stress than we had in previous years because of the recession and because of the employment pool. And people know that if they complain or call in, they're out. It's a very, very frustrating situation to be in. However, if you think you do have some sort of a relationship with your supervisor, manager, boss, such that you could go, look, I want to do a good job and I want to do the best job I can. However, I want to make sure I'm managing all these tasks right. And I'm going to be honest with you, you know, and just be honest with them and go, look, if I have to do all these things, which I have no problem doing, I understand this is my workload and I'm going to do it. Can you give me some pointers? Am I going about this wrong? Because if I try and do X, Y, and Z in the 8 hours I'm given, it's not going to happen. It's not enough time. All right. What is the priority? I mean, just work with me. How do I do this job? to your specifications without being sarcastic. You don't want to make them feel guilty, but you also want to let them know that maybe you're being given tasks by two or three different managers, so everybody wants their work done. I mean, that happens in my office all the time. I give the staff something to do. The PAs give the staff something to do, right? Other doctors from other offices need prior authorizations and records, etc. They are going in seven different directions. And then they have to decide who are they going to listen to. Dr. Dahlia, who owns the place? Or, you know, who do, or the path of least resistance? Who will get mad the most? And sometimes you have no idea that your staff person is being pulled in seven different directions. So you, as a staff person, need to kind of let them know, look, just to let you know, this is what I'm doing. And I love my job. I want to be here as long as you'll let me. But I want to make sure I'm doing the job right. And should I one day work on his task, one day work on yours? You know, and hopefully the manager is like, what the heck are you doing working on his tasks? No, he needs to give it to Jody over there, not you, you know, et cetera. So make sure you have some sort of a go-to person, liaison to communicate this with, because there's a chance that you may not have to be as stressed as you are, right? And, you know, if you do think you're going to lose it and you do think that you're going to, you know, have a meltdown, you know, and cry and not be able to handle it at work or tell somebody off, then, yeah, you may want to ask for a day off. But I'm going to tell you something. A lot of times that day off, it doesn't do it. I've had people that were stressed on FMLA take the time off. They go right back to work, and boom, it hits them. Now, maybe there is something going on internally with your body. Maybe your serotonin is down. As we age, our serotonin drops. And when our serotonin drops, we feel like we got too much stuff on our plate. I call it too much stuff on our plate syndrome, except I don't use the word stuff. I use a different word. And a lot of times we do need a little boost with our serotonin. Maybe we do have some underlying depression. You know, maybe we do need a better diet. Maybe we do need more exercise. Maybe we are getting burned out. Maybe we don't like our job. Maybe we really hate what we're doing. You know, these are things you need to actually, when you do get some time off, just sit and think about. You know, they always say meditate. And you don't have to meditate about your life. You can meditate about, you know, something else. But meditation, it really helps because you actually just let the world stop around you and you think. And you got to be honest. And you know, I talk to other doctors about this. Now, I love what I do. I love what I do. I don't like dealing with insurance companies. Okay? Yeah, I don't like dealing with a lot of the mechanics of it, but I love being a doctor. Yet there's other people out there, they just hate everything about it. You know, and they're afraid to admit it because they are thousands upon thousands of dollars in debt because they went to medical school. Or their wife put up with them when they were in medical school. Now they make a certain amount of money. They have a certain lifestyle. Yet they hate it. They absolutely hate it, and they don't want to admit that to somebody. Well, you may have to. You know, I mean, nobody wants to work a job. I mean, look at the hours we put into our work, and it includes our commute. Now, many of us can't space out work while we're on our commute. I'm always thinking about work back and forth. So you could be looking at 12-hour-plus days, easy. And if 12-plus of your day, 12-hour-plus of your day is something you're doing that you hate, yeah, I mean, I always worry about Donovan. Donovan works the dials. What if Donovan doesn't really want to sit there and listen to the Dr. Dahlia show every day? I feel so bad. I want to let him out. Now, he says it's okay. But can you imagine? What if you had to sit there and work with radio and have to listen to shows you don't want to listen to? That would be horrible. Absolutely horrible. All right, so what are some people doing? Well, it looks like there was a little experiment where you bring your dog to work. This is really cute. You see a lab sitting there at the desk. Where's the person working? All right. It looks like Randolph Barker, a professor of management at Virginia Commonwealth University School of Business, wondered how much benefit employees could get from having a furry friend with them on the job. So in his study, okay, he used a company that provides retail, repair, manufacturing services. They said for the past 15 years, the company has allowed employees to bring their dogs to work with them. And at any given time, about 20 to 30 dogs wander the premises from the reception desk to the manufacturing areas. That would be kind of fun. For the week-long study, unless it's a slobbery dog, I don't like getting wet. You know, when dogs will lick you. So if you're wearing a skirt, well, like my kitty cats, they love messing with my nylons. So that I could see where that could be a problem. But if not, and you don't care, I guess that could be pretty fun. So they recruited 75 employees to participate. Each morning upon waking, the employees took their own saliva samples. So scientists could measure their cortisol or stress hormone levels. And then they completed surveys. Dog owners who brought their pets to work were asked to bring their pets every other day so the scientists could compare their stress levels on the days the dogs were there and they weren't. And it looked like the days the pets were at work, they had the lowest amount of stress. Yeah, but did they get stuff done? Okay, if my dogs came and they were chewing and they were jumping each other and they were going pee-pee office and taking a poo-poo, yes, I would be screaming. And screaming. So, no, even my cats, you know, I sometimes bring my cats to the studio with me. And they plant their big butts right in front of the screen so I can't look. And then they try to rub up against the mic. All day. No, I can't do that. So I yell and scream. Speaking about animals, did you know that our animals are geriatric sooner than we think? The American Veterinary Medical Association said cats by age 7 and large dogs by age 6 are already geriatric. I knew it because my cat is going on 7 and he acts like a grumpy old man. All right. They say do not do the 7 dog years equal 1 human year. They say a 7-year-old dog that weighs less than 50 pounds is like a 45-year-old human. A 10-year-old dog equals about a 58-year-old human. A 15-year-old dog is like an 80-year-old, and a 20-year-old dog is like a 100-year-old human. Wow. Now, they say pet health improved in the 1950s and 60s when commercial dog food and vaccinations became popular in Spain and neutering increased. Now, what does it say about cats? Let's see, what else do they have on cats? Because honestly, my cat, I mean, you know, he gets mad when you wake him up. He doesn't. No, they're really just pretty much you're talking about here. They go, large dogs should be old at 8, and small dogs and cats should be old at 9 or 10. No. They're gonna keep moving. Now, at age 6 or 7, pets can experience kidney failure. Oh, diabetes. A lot of them get diabetes. That's why we've really got to keep our pets, their weight down. You know, there's a charity working on pets and how to bring their weight down. I don't know if you've ever taken care of a diabetic pet. That's tough. We had to take care of our renal failure pet, doing the injections and the fluids 3 times a day. That is tough. So anyway, they say get rid of that whole 7-year rule. See, the 7-year rule, though, makes it easier to remember. I'm not going to remember this, you know, that a 7-year-old dog, depending on the weight, is. I'm not going to remember that. But just, you know, go easy on them. If they want to watch some Lawrence Welk on the television, let them do it. All right, guys, don't go away. We got more Dr. Dahlia. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Bald Barbie. Are you going to give your kid a bald Barbie? Don't go away.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch
dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Speaking of California, it looks like the California Medical Board just suspended the license of a doctor who was accused of giving his daughter propofol. This is the same drug that Michael Jackson died from. He was giving his daughter propofol about 500 times in 5 years to help her, I guess, with her genital pain. It's an unspecified genital pain. I don't know if it was endometriosis. I don't know what it was. They say the home was filthy. He did not use a setup, which shouldn't be done at the house. But I mean, it doesn't sound like there was any sort of monitoring equipment by any means. And I guess he said that his daughter had been suffering with pain for 17 years before he started administering the treatments. So Dr. Robert Markman of Northridge has had his license suspended. He's a retired anesthesiologist. Okay, so going back to doctors and why there aren't enough psychiatrists, and it looks like, I mean, there's never been enough psychiatrists, and even now, they say fewer United States medical students are choosing psychiatry as a specialty. Now, this downward trend is really scary. You know, in light of what happened, to, you know, with Staff Sergeant bails in Afghanistan, allegedly with the shooting spree that he went on, and you know, multiple other cases we talk about almost daily on the show. We need a huge psychiatric presence in our military and in our private sector. But no, we, civilian sector, and we don't. We don't know. Well, why not? Why aren't there enough psychiatrists? All right. Well, you know, my thought, I mean, when I was in medical school, only one in our class went to psychiatry. And it was my best friend, Jeff. He actually went into child psychiatry. And I don't know if he knew that's what he wanted to do at that point in time. But I think people, when they want to become a doctor, well, for example, I mean, I know how I felt. I wanted to be a doctor ever since I could remember. You know, I was 2-3 years old smelling the Band-Aids in the little metal, you know, Band-Aid tin can, you know, canister. My mom was like, what are you doing? And I go, I love the Band-Aid smell. I would cut myself, get a boo-boo, and just sit, like, if I cut up my knee, I always cut up my knees because I was, you know, running around like a, you know, with my tongue sticking out all googly-eyed. And I would be sitting there trying to smell my knee because I loved Band-Aid smells. And I just always wanted to help people. Anybody that was bleeding, excuse me, had a bloody nose, cut themselves. I just was always, I just always wanted to be the first one on the scene. I just loved it. And I didn't realize probably my true love was ER medicine. And I did. When I did ER, I think I was the happiest I ever was next to doing radio right now. But I just loved it. You know, you jump right on, you know, right in, dealing with a gunshot wound. And it's just so much fun. I just loved it. So, you know, if somebody's going to fantasize about being a doctor at that age, because you'll have people that will fantasize about it early, and then you'll have some that will make the decision later. Those of us that fantasize about it early are probably more inclined to want to deal with the flesh part of medicine. You don't really have a lot of three-year-olds go, well, I really want to know the chemical composition of these ADHD medications. You know what I mean? So, you know, these kids don't conceptualize that, you know, you could really help somebody and the way they think and the way they feel better. You know, as a kid, you're like, okay, I want to help the boo-boos. And so many of us that go into medicine, we just follow that line. I want to fix boo-boos, which is exactly what I also do on the radio. You guys have a boo-boo, you write about it, you call about it, and I talk about it. And sometimes we even talk about your poo-poo. Okay, anyway, so then, you know, psychiatry, who then decides to go into psychiatry? Well, I think you have some people that go, you know, I'm really not into the blood. I'm really not into the fleshy stuff. I'm really not into the bullet wounds, but I like the mind. And I like how I can make people feel better almost quicker than you could do somatically with somebody. So that's probably where people get their pleasure or incentive to go into the psychiatric field. Personally, I thought the psychiatric field was cool, but a little more boring than the other fields. I loved psychology, but psychiatry was more the chemicals of the medications and the chemistry behind it, and it just didn't excite me as much. You know, and then when you were doing your psych ward training, I didn't feel like I was as competent as I could be because I couldn't make these people feel better. You know, I love the idea of sewing somebody up, delivering that baby, pulling out the bullet. To me, I feel like I did something. I didn't feel like I was doing something, sedating somebody with their medicine. And that's how I felt. Even though psychiatrists do a heck of a lot more, I just didn't feel like I was making the difference. So that just wasn't for me. But if that wasn't for me, and I'm kind of the textbook kid of who ends up going into medical school, you can see there's not a lot of people that would probably go down that path. Then, you know, do you get paid? Do psychiatrists really get paid well? No, they don't. All right? You know, psychiatrists used to be the ones that would actually sit with you. You know, kind of the whole Freudian thing, you know, sit there on the black couch, talk to me, et cetera. And no, they weren't getting paid for that. You can't see one patient an hour and only get through 8 patients if you take a lunch hour, 7 patients a day. You don't get paid for that anymore. If you're getting paid the way insurance pays the rest of us, where your patient has to pay you a $30 copay and you get $2.42, you're going to have to see a heck of a lot more people. And so, you know, some people that may really dig the whole psychiatric profession is like, well, that's not how I want to do psychiatry. I don't want to just give medicines. I want to sit with them. And I think a lot of people then go back to psychology. and become social workers, become counselors, because they're the ones that get to sit and take the time. So that would be my guess why we don't have enough medical students going into psychiatry. And it's a shame. And I'm not saying you have to incentivize everybody by, you know, increasing their monetary load, but maybe we need to get insurance companies out of it, or reformat the way where if somebody really wants to be a psychiatrist that could sit there with the person and talk to them and find out who they are and be able to see, you know, 15 patients a day and make a living doing it, I think you'll see more people go into that profession because it's fascinating. I love looking at the psychiatry or the psychological aspect of things. It's fascinating. It's just, you know, it's something that I didn't feel like I could really do as well as ER medicine or surgery or family practice. But honestly, we're in trouble. We need more people in this profession, especially since we have more people in pain, more people with post-traumatic stress disorder, more people with depression, more people with stress. So as family docs now are starting to, you know, pass out the depression medicines and the anxiety medicines, and we're not that equipped. Many of us don't have the training, but we're available because your insurance plan doesn't have many psychiatrists that you could pick that'll see you within a six-month period. I know it's tough out there. All right. Now, have any of you guys looked at this Bald Barbie? For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. Well, remember there was a huge campaign on Facebook not only urging, I mean almost threatening Mattel to come up with a bald version of Barbie to help cancer children cope with what they have. And actually Mattel said, fine, we will make a hairless version of Barbie if it'll please everybody so we could give it to children who have lost their hair with chemo. I mean, I know for some people they think this is kind of nice, but I mean, when I was a kid, you know, starting to have periods and hemorrhaging, you see where I'm going with this. If my mom handed me a Barbie doll that was hemorrhaging, I think it would scare me. I don't think as a kid, I don't think all kids need to have a Barbie that, you know, empathizes with them. I think kids do like toys. Let's just go back a second. Barbie was blonde, right? Had the quote unquote perfect body. You know, I'm playing with a Barbie. Somebody I will never look like, right? I may aspire to be. I will never look like Barbie. I will never get a man that looks like Ken. Yet I played with it. So do we really have to make Barbie bald? Do we have to have a Barbie with irritable bowel syndrome? Do we need a melanoma Barbie? I don't know, but I guess if it pleases people. All right, guys, if you could stay on another hour, please do. If not, have a great rest of the way home. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. You take care. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Ben Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who has been using nutritional supplementation like medicines for decades, seeing tremendous health benefits. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. So if you're eating foods that are cooked, if you're eating foods that are frozen, if you're eating foods that are prepared in any way, you're going to be deficient in these B vitamins. And the B vitamins work on the parts of the body that move the fastest, the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. Those are the four systems that respond rapidly to the B vitamins.
To feel changes in your body's fast-moving systems, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301 or on the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.